This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the evening, and you're with Lynn and Kelvin on the Evening Edition. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. So we all know about McDonald's iconic Happy Meals, the boxes that comes with toys. Now, Burger King, they've introduced a counter to the Happy Meal, which is called the Unhappy Meals, because apparently no one is happy all the time.
Yeah, that's just true, isn't it?
Exactly. Burger King released meals designed to suit a variety of different moods, and they aim to spread the message that it's okay to be unhappy. And the new options are called Real Meals, and they are a selection of unhappy or a disturbed state of minds. And among the meals include a pissed meal, blue meal, and a salty meal, among others. You know, Burger King says the idea behind the new Real Meals is to celebrate being yourself and feeling however you want to feel. And even the boxes, graphic designs, if you see, they look quite somber and dull. They use monotones without using bright colors. And they also released a video ad to announce this, and you can watch it on YouTube. It's nicely done, and if it's on TV, you wouldn't guess it's a Burger King ad. Basically, it says being happy is overrated. If you're not happy, then just own it and embrace it. And it's really fun to see this kind of friendly marketing rivalry between McDonald's and Burger King. I'm loving it.
Burger King has actually been stepping up their social media marketing for quite a while. So
really, totally.
With that said, though, did they really think through pissed meal? Is that really the best name?
There's also DGAF meal. I'm not going to say what it is.
Yes, there is that. But, you know, I have a natural inclination to dislike unnatural positivity. So I'm quite pleased about this. And it's an interesting subject. But it is quite unusual for established food marketers to use deep, complex issues like mental health, right? To try to promote their meals and their menu.
True. But the reception from consumers hours into the launch of this campaign in the US has been really overwhelming. I would say people are not just drawn to the creative jab at McDonald's, they are celebrating inclusiveness and the novelty behind the campaign. It's launched in May and created around the Mental Health Awareness Month. And Burger King even mentioned in a statement that with the compelling psychological nature of social media, there's a lot of pressure to appear happy and perfect.
I mean, there's a lot of sense being spoken here, but I guess I still hesitate a little bit. It makes me a bit uncomfortable to see mental health being used to market, I guess, even though it's for a good cause. And I acknowledge that. Right. It's just, it makes me uncomfortable.
Right. And there seems to be a lot of commercial value in life struggles, and a lot of, you know, advertisers and marketers, they are trying to tap into that. We've seen in the past how Petronas ads became popular here in Malaysia because they highlighted real struggles and values, and every other brand tried to do the same after that. And in Burger King's case, they took it to another scale without being subtle about struggles. It's kind of in the face, but I guess it's in a good way, and I believe it's attracting a lot more interest because, you know, the iconic Happy Meals box was a kind of, you know, like it's like a kid-friendly concept, and it's rolled out back in 1979. And this was 40 years ago when social pressure on kids and teenagers was different. So, you know, many people are applauding Burger King for raising awareness on mental health for kids this way, to remind them not to be afraid to speak up about issues inside their minds. And I believe in some cases, I guess there's no better medium to reach out to people than food.
And back home on bus, YTL Corp Berhad is in the news today. They are buying more steaks. How's their counter?
So YTL Corp Berhad is making a mandatory offer for the remaining shares in Lafarge Malaysia Berhad, and this follows the purchase of a 51% stake in the cement maker from Lafarge. And YTL Corp said the acquisition is an opportunity for the group's cement business to pursue expansion strategy as a leading and Malaysian-owned cement company. And they see Lafarge Malaysia as a strategic fit to develop their intellectual capital and also R&D capability. And YTL closed up 4.4% at RM1.18, while Lafarge Malaysia closed up 12.7% at RM3.72.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.